Grace, there's a new development in the bid to keep Weinberg campus open. The CEO has signed off on the receivership. Is that correct?
Our understanding is that earlier this morning, Bob Mayer, the CEO of Weinberg campus, had confirmed to the Department of Health that he is in support of a receivership application to be submitted by Lineage Care Group, and that he and his team would provide whatever information is necessary to assist Chris in completing that application.
What does this mean for the future of Weinberg campus?
Well, hopefully this means that there's a chance that the campus can stay open and that these residents can stay in their homes without the disruption of being moved to an unfamiliar nursing home, that these workers can keep their employment at Weinberg campus without having to seek employment elsewhere. Unfortunately, though, we really need to move quickly on this. About 60 residents have already been moved from Weinberg campus's Rosa Copeland Nursing Center to other nursing homes in the area. And so in order to avoid as much disruption and as much harm to these residents and the care that they receive, we really need the Department of Health to expedite this process.
And once this receivership is supported and signed, who makes the next step here?
It's a great question. Our understanding is that the decision now lies in the Department of Health's hands. So provided that the Department of Health has Bob Mayer's support and Chris Koenig and Lineage Care Group's application for receivership, the decision is in the Department of Health's hands.
How likely do you believe that the State Health Department will sign off on this?
I have significant concerns about whether or not the Department of Health will sign off on this. However, I think that Western New York has made it very clear that Weinberg campus is a vital part of our community that provides necessary services to some of the most vulnerable residents of our community. And so I sincerely hope the Department of Health takes that seriously and does the right thing.
How hopeful are you to hear of a decision from the State Health Department on this?
I'm hopeful. I truly am. Our understanding from the Department of Health was that two things needed to happen. One was that the current CEO needed to approve and participate in the receivership application, and that has been made clear today. And the second was that the application had to be completed by Lineage Care Group, and that also was pursued both yesterday and today. And so now that those two items are being addressed, I don't see why the Department of Health should have any reason to deny the request for receivership.
And how soon do you anticipate a response?
We'd like to get a response today. In fact, today we had to hold a job fair at Weinberg campus for the workers. I have serious concerns about the well-being of the residents as more and more residents are being moved out every single day and as workers are seeking employment elsewhere. It's also brought to my attention today that the security employees of Weinberg campus have submitted their resignation, and that brings about a security concern for the residents in the campus as well.
And as far as residents being moved to other facilities, if this does not work out, how long of a process could that be?
Like I said, already about 60 residents have been moved. It can happen very quickly, but as we've heard from many family members, the beds that are not available. Many of our family members are concerned because the nursing homes that they have reached out to are not able to accept their family member, are not able to accept a new resident. And so what that means is that it's going to take longer for these families to find a nursing home that is able to house their family member. And in addition to that, some of these nursing homes may be miles away.
What was your reaction when you found out that Mr. Mayer had agreed to sign off on the receivership?
I found out about Bob Mayer signing off on that receivership application or lending his support for it this morning while I was at the job fair at Weinberg campus. And I saw a little glimmer of hope. I felt very hopeful, and I am truly grateful for all of the support that the members at Weinberg campus have received, that the residents have received from our community, our elected officials. Nobody is backing down from this because we know how important Weinberg campus is.